Buddhism continued to spread throughout the medieval period. Come the 13th century, and Buddhism was flourishing in the Khmer Kingdom, modern-day Cambodia. The temple complexes here at Angkor are our fifth wonder. Angkor Wat began life as the sacred palace complex of a Khmer emperor who, in fact, favoured Hinduism over Buddhist ideas. These aren't just buildings, but have a grand ambition. The whole complex is said to be a symbolic representation of Hindu cosmology. The original temple honoured the Hindu god Vishnu and incarnates the centre of the physical and spiritual universe, a mythical mountain. A series of five rectangular walls represent other mountains, and the moats here evoke the cosmic ocean. This place reeks of a combination of earthly and divine power, and of the close-knit relationship between gods and kings. And of course it was a belief in that relationship that inspired the creation of this complex in the first place. But for some people, it was just too exclusive, too strictly hierarchical. And Buddhism offered a solution. It was the Khmer Emperor Jayavarman VII who converted to Buddhism, and his regime marked a clear dividing line with the old Hindu past.